This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Rich Reagans plus a foot massage, pig poo, and Donnie Baker. All coming up next.
Anyway, called Dr. Kevorkian the other day, wasn't home, got his machine.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Things just changed drastically. Slender white guy over there. We'll find out who I'm talking about momentarily. There's our engineer, Ace Cosby. That's Chick McGee. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios with Christy Lee, the lady of the house, and the proprietress, if that's a word, of the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
Madam.
My money is happy.
Is proprietress a word?
I prefer madam.
Okay.
I could be a madam of money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Madam of money. Wait a minute.
Money madam.
I love yes. that.
Yes. Yes.
The madam of
madam
money.
Madam on Christina. My money and my money on my madam.
Uh-huh.
You see, if you did one of those talk shows about money,
mm-hmm.
you could be the madam of money.
Roll your shirt sleeves up and start screaming.
You know what? If I did a talk show on money, there'd be a lot of broke people.
Hi, I'm Christy Lee. Welcome to You Can't Take It With
That's
You.
That's exactly right, Chick.
Another car. Hell yeah!
Why not?
Let's do it.
There's Josh. This is Tom speaking. Rich Reagans is our guest. Now, Rich, I always have a problem. Do you go, because you spell it R-A-G-A-I-N-S, but you pronounce it like Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, I still get that all the time. When people spell my name and they go, oh, is it Reagans? It's R-E-A. No, it's R-A-E. No, it's R-A-G-A-I-N-S.
And so you could do a money show. Gain more with Reagans.
Reagans. Yeah, you get the Rogaine, like, you get yeah, the Cunningham, you get the...
I see your name and I've always thought of bargains. Comedy bargains.
It kind
of,
oh, yeah, it does yeah. look like bargains.
Looks like the end of bargains there.
Yeah, because my family is cheap, boy. Yeah, it is.
Are they?
It's cheap, dude.
How you cheap were they?
Because they're old.
You should do commercials for Rogaine because you got a great head of hair.
Oh, really? It's funny you say that, because I went and got the most jacked up haircut I ever had. This is the worst haircut I ever had in my life.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
And man. I did something stupid. I've been going to the same barber for 15 years, and he was on vacation, so I just walked in someplace I'd never been before.
Wow.
And you know better than that. You don't do that. You send the kids in first, and they come out jacked up. You don't go in that place
right.
again.
It looks good.
But, I mean, it's my own fault. The name of the place was Give It a Week.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I knew. It's a really bad sound.
Like
barber shop you go to sells hats. That was a bad
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, that is a bad sign.
Very funny.
I hate this haircut.
All right.
You're like my old man.
I really can't do the haircut material anymore.
And yet, it is. Yet? If you ranked topics of discussion for you, haircut would be Three? Four?
I think it's because I grew up in an era where if you look at pictures, movies lie about this all the time, but if you look at photographs of America in 1965,
well, sure,
nobody had long hair.
No, everybody wore a crew cut.
The Beatles came out and everything changed.
Well, you can just watch Mad Men and see the cycle changing.
You know, yeah.
And then, well, they did it in a very accurate way.
Right.
But,
there's a famous picture of you out there with the long hair in New York City saying, "Don't hassle me."
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
No, it's that picture. Actually, it's my mom. That was my mom's favorite picture. It was on the Staten Island Ferry in the background, the World Trade Center. Mm. And I'm wearing a beautiful Irish hat. Knit wool hat.
I don't think I'm.
We're not talking about the same picture.
We're not. No, no. I know the picture you're talking about.
I know the picture
I'd like
you're
to see
about.
This ferry.
Oh, the one in the convertible?
No. Nope. You're standing.
Nope.
Okay. I'm not sure which one it is. Huh.
I had a haircut yesterday. No one even noticed.
It's on one of the albums. That's great. It's on one of the albums.
Oh, I don't know which one it is. You had a haircut yesterday, Christy?
Yeah, nobody even noticed.
How many inches did you get taken off?
I don't know. Maybe a couple.
So even you don't know about your haircut.
Your hair looks very nice. Congratulations.
Did you get it
colored? Got a few highlights right here. Can you tell?
Really? Okay, very nice. Can we move on?
You're the one talking about haircuts, you giant jerk!
I was just mentioning that Rich looked really nice with his great haircut.
There was a young man who got his haircut before me. He was probably in middle school, maybe starting middle school, and he had hair past his shoulders, and he got it cut like that, real short.
And Rich, you got like the JFK haircut, 1960.
Exactly. I walked out this morning. I said, "Man, I look like my dad."
Yeah,
it's a haircut just like that.
It looks good. Come on, let's go,
man. Yeah. This was we had to schedule. We were gonna. I got moved from yesterday to today because I want to apologize for that, but I got a tooth knocked off in jiu-jitsu class.
Ooh,
that's why I'm here today.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's back here. You know
what'd you say? You must have caused a problem.
No,
smack you in the mouth.
Yeah, I got it's kind of rough, but it's pretty. I'm not good at it.
Apparently not.
No, I'm not good at it, man. And you know it's bad when the gi they give you has a pocket on it. That's a bad sign, dude.
Yeah, you're not going to do a lot of.
No, it's a bad sign.
It's like a hat in a barbershop.
I'd want a gi with two pockets.
Of course you would.
I had a one pocket shirt the other day. It ruined my whole day.
Oh, God. Ruined his whole day.
Do you put stuff both pockets all the time?
You know why I'm not laughing? Because that's an absolute truth. That could be the truest thing you've ever said. No. You'll have to wear a shirt with one pocket.
Do you actually have things in both your pockets right now?
No, because I'd have nothing.
That's not the point, Christy.
I empty my pockets when I come in the morning.
He can.
But
he
what
can
are,
put stuff in there.
That's but his, you have things in both pockets?
Absolutely.
Like, what do you put in your pocket?
Phone, left pocket.
What goes in the right pocket?
The phone, earphone thing, and any other random things I need.
Ideally, what he puts in both pockets are 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper. That's what he likes to put in his pockets as he's walking around.
That's what's in my gi. It just says, "Don't get killed." And I keep looking at it, and it doesn't help at all.
You put 8.5 by 11 paper?
No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
Fold it up,
Yes, he does. You've seen him walking around with some...
Wallet always in right rear.
Because I'm right-handed. I reach back for it.
A pocketbook.
Boom.
Okay, but wait a minute. Do you ever switch up where you put the stuff in your pocket, or do you always put it in the same place?
Has to be in the same place.
Has to be. Him? No.
You can't mix it up?
No.
I put mine in my front pocket every now and then if I'm in like a crowd stuff.
So I hate drive-throughs.
Why do you hate drive-thrus?
You got to reorganize your pockets. You got to get money out.
You hate drive-thrus. You hate laptops. What else don't you like? People with hair. Come on.
You can't put stuff in the wrong pockets. If your wallet's on this side, it's got to stay in that side. If you flip them out, you'll just lose your mind. It's like you can't walk up and give somebody a foot rub and just do one foot and leave. You'll have to be committed.
Oh, yeah, that sounds unsatisfying, doesn't it?
It's the worst thing I ever did to
someone. I can't believe you just said that.
What, did this happen?
Can you imagine if you walked in and I did that to my girl. She said, "Give me a foot rub." I said, "Okay." I rubbed one foot. I got up and I left, and she screamed all the way out to the car.
Oh, yeah, it's like not finishing shaving a haircut.
I actually had that discussion with someone yesterday.
No way.
Yes, it was about this. It was about this woman that was a masseuse. And this friend of mine had this hand rub done, and she said, "If I do one, you're going to want me to do the other." And he goes, no. And that's exactly what happened, because the one was kind of floating afterwards.
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course.
That's what they do at the kiosks at the mall. They do one hand and then make you do the other one. That's how they do.
You're going to want it.
The first drive-through restaurant, 1947.
Phone call.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie.
Donnie, how are you?
I hate to ruin this conundrum, but what if it's a foot rub, but you got a coupon for half off?
Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
So, just now I wanted to add to it. Hey, spoiler alert.
What?
The concert called Woodstock 50 got canceled, Christy.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because it was going to bite the big one. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, if you're a music fan who happens to love music, Donnie Baker's got your back.
Really?
Well, I'm in the works, Tom, of putting together what will go down in history as one of the most epic, amazing, hard-ass events you've ever witnessed.
Oh, really?
Cool. It's going to put the original Woodstock to shame, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy right now on Bob and Tom's show to pronounce that this fall, Donnie Baker Productions, in conjunction with Balls to the Walls Entertainment, is going to be bringing you Tuna-palooza 2019.
Tuna-palooza. Oh, okay.
Tuna-palooza.
Good.
It's a lot like Coachella's, but without all the West Coast douche sacks milling about. I swear to God. It's 3 days, no holes barred, music festival, mayhem, mildew right in your face.
Uh-huh. Where's this going to be held?
Well, I told you some of the other names for the event, like Boneroo and Cooterchella. But Tuna-palooza truly hits all the right buttons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And headlining the show all 3 nights on the main stage, yours truly, Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols.
Oh, oh great. Okay.
Yeah.
And then some of my old bands are going to be reuniting.
Oh, really?
By Turtles with a D.
Uh-huh.
The Heat Blisters.
Uh-huh.
Dirt Knuckle.
Right. Uh-huh.
Dick Wagon.
Yeah.
And Tom, you knew it's only a matter of time, but Mud Falcon's making their debut.
Oh, boy.
Mud Falcon. Whoa. Can't wait.
Swear to God. And it ain't a sure thing right now, but I'm also in talks to have 1/7 of Lynyrd Skynyrd perform, as well as 3/5 of Def Leppard.
Oh, really?
Well, actually, Josh, it's 1.5 because they're bringing the drummer again.
Oh, man.
Anyways, on the second stage, we got the Pfister Sisters confirmed, and some solo lesbian band, a Son of a Butch. And the second night, I brought a DJ for the kids. This dude wears a gigantic marshmallow on his head.
Yeah?
And he's named, and Tom, you're going to love this, he's named Marshmallow.
Okay. A little EDM.
And he'd better not suck or I'll roast his temples over a bonfire and eat it for s'mores. Swear to God.
All right, thank you.
And I got to mention, I'm trying to secure sponsors for Tuna-palooza. I'm hoping for Mountain Dew. We can do some kind of trade out. Fireball. And Big Louie's prepaid phone cards are on board.
Okay, oh,
good.
And real quick, if Duran Duran is listening, tell your manager to quit blowing up my pager. Pass means pass. I don't care if it's only $300 a book. You know, wonder why you're hungry like a wolf. You're starving. And I got a location, Christy, you asked about. It ain't locked down yet.
Yeah.
But it looks like I'll be you and Max Yasger's pig farm at the corner of 700 East and 2000 North.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And as long as it ain't over 80 degrees, they say you can't even tell there's fresh pig manure the next farm over.
No.
But last week we paced it off. It was over 90, and you could even smell the blood in it.
Oh.
Yasger's farm's got a lot of open space for people to camp. There are no showers yet, but like I said, they got 2 retention ponds for people to bathe in.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get the algae under control, right now it's thicker than a quilt. So come to Tuna-palooza. Oh, and I forgot to mention, also on the bill, we've got some amazing jazz band, Hot Carl and the Chocolate Swirlies will be there.
Oh, will they? Oh, you got them. Wow.
Let me see. We also got 3 Whores Down.
Yes.
Your sexy stepsister, bareback rodeo, and soccer mom after prom.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, wait, that's my drummer Dusty's list of pornos I'm posting behind next time I'm at the Lion's Den.
Uh-huh. You're sexy.
Like you, Josh, he likes the bundle. I swear to God.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Hey, I gotta go. I gotta show the book.
All right.
See you, Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Bareback rodeo? On a film. Oh, Christy, what is going on?
How would you ever watch a porn called Your Sexy Stepsister?
No,
I have a story about the first drive-through, if you'd care to hear it.
I would love to hear it.
If you're patient, it's incredibly interesting.
Does it pay off?
The first drive-through restaurant.
Let me get comfortable.
Created in 1947 by Sheldon Red Cheney. operator of Red's Giant Hamburg in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh. How about that?
Located on the famous Route 66. Now, you might be asking, why is it Red's Giant Hamburg?
Why is it, Jim?
And not Red's Giant Hamburgers? Well, according to legend, Cheney operated a gas station and hotel, later decided to transition to selling hamburgers to motorists traveling along Route 66. The unusual name of his restaurant is attributed to a measuring error.
No kidding.
Made while creating the sign and the business name.
Great.
They didn't have enough room for the E and the R.
That's awesome.
That
so
is
it's
great.
Red's Giant Hamburgs.
That's fun.
Hamburgs. Just go with it.
That's
just go.
So
I, we could, I got to open. Do it.
Give me a little time. We could probably come up with other signs that would be very unfortunate had this happen. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Don't
but the
do
first
that.
Drive-through facility ever was in the 20s for a bank. It wasn't a restaurant.
Measure twice.
I can think of one. I'll just write this one down.
Okay.
So I'll get fired. Right. Never mind.
All right.
Sorry. Back to you, Christy Lee.
Speaking of driving, Saudi Arabia published new laws today that loosen restrictions on women by allowing any citizen to apply for a passport and travel freely, ending a longstanding guardianship policy that gave men control over women. Women had to ask if they could go travel, and changes
have,
are also...
Didn't they have to have a brother with them or something? Or
it depends on...
Couldn't travel alone?
Yeah. You have to ask for permission to do anything
very, very
if you're
progressive.
A woman. Yeah.
So now they can...
there are a lot of things that...
They can drive in some cases.
They can drive now in some cases. They can...
Can they get a time machine and maybe go from the 15th century to the
21st? No kidding. It's hard to congratulate a country on being this late.
Oh, it's horrible.
Jeez.
But they still have to ask for permission to marry.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm just contemplating what would have happened if this guy had been building a Fuddruckers. And his sign is.
They cut out the middle part? Yeah.
Really? What you're trying to do.
He's trying to get in trouble.
Yeah.
He's trying
just
to
trying
do.
Trying to think of signs that if you run the letters. I love stuff like that. That's tremendous. Okay, I'm sorry, Chrissy.
The city of Chicago spent $33,600 capturing that gator in Humboldt Park.
That seems expensive.
Well, most of the cost, Josh, arose from city workers putting up and removing barricades to keep people away from the lagoon after the male reptile was first spotted last month. $2,500 went to Florida trapper Frank Robb, who captured the 4 to 5 foot long gator July 16th. He also received $2,166 for travel and lodging.
Oh, $2,000 was for parking his car overnight in Chicago. For
no joke.
Right. Investigators are still unsure as to how the alligator, dubbed Chance the Snapper, ended up in the lagoon.
Well, okay. Duh. It was obviously
a pet.
A pet, yeah.
Why are you allowed to own an alligator?
So maybe you're not.
Crikey.
You can get these little baby alligators. Well, little ones.
That's like saying, well, you can get a little baby velociraptor.
Well, they don't have velociraptors.
Oh, they're cute. They're cute. You can cuddle them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they grow. They used to bite your face.
It's the thing about people buying. They think they're buying these pygmy pigs or whatever they are.
Teacup pigs.
And they
they stay pretty small.
Well, but
Some of them, but not all of them.
I saw this thing. They caught these people selling just regular pigs out of the back of a truck. So these people... They eventually have a 400-pound buddy in their living room.
My cousin did that to a guy.
Sold him a legit pig, but...
No, I told him it was a miniature. Oh. Had piglets out there. Said, yeah.
What a
$40. $40. Put it in the back of his convertible and drove off.
They're very bright.
Pigs,
where
does
all
smart.
That pig poop go?
And tasty.
Well,
that's a real problem.
That's why Donnie's having a problem with whatever it was, Poonapalooza.
But, I mean, do the farmers have to go out there and, like... You know how we have to...
Don't they have those big ponds?
It's
supposed yeah, but you
to
can't
be...
get a pig to poop in a pond.
No, but they
can't get a pig to poop in a pond.
You can't get a pig to poop in a pond.
You can't take a shit in a parakeet cage.
Oh.
Can't take a
guys, Roger's going with that original lyric. Roger, no! No.
Roger!
Go with the rewrites.
We're going to have to clean that one up.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.